Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly digest of all the important health news of the week. You can just sit back and imbibe it. I do the work, and you become more erudite and a better consumer of health information. 877-726-8255 is our number. Write that number down because, even if you don't have a chance to call this hour or next, you can call that number 24/7 and you can record a question. We'll take some live calls. We'll take some recorded questions during today's program. And we got some really good ones lined up for you. 877-726-TALK. And among the topics that we're going to tackle on today's show, we're going to talk about the benefits of a very low-carb diet on weight loss and insulin resistance. Also, the Oleandrin story. Mike Lindell got involved in a controversy pushing a controversial therapy for COVID-19. We'll review that story in just a moment. 877-726-8255. Multivitamins may bolster the immune system of older adults. That's the theme of a newsletter article I'm writing this week, and I'll give you a preview of what I'm going to be talking about in the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. So, COVID-19 is still raging, and depending on your perspective, it's either getting better or it's just waiting to pounce on us in a second or third wave this fall and winter. And a portent of that really brought it home to me this weekend is I was anticipating a Subway Series here in New York, the Mets and the Yankees getting together for one of their annual rivalry sets of games. And the games were canceled. They were canceled because one Mets player and one Mets support staff person tested positive for COVID-19. So they scotched the whole highly anticipated showdown between local rivals, Mets and Yankees. And it was also brought home to me today because I took a ride to my local swimming hole to do a morning swim. And a family member of mine who has a two-year-old said, "Hey, you know, can I come along?" And I said, "Great, yeah, let's swim together." And in the car, we were talking about her apprehensions about sending her two-year-old daughter to preschool. And they're going to arrange it in kind of a pod. You know, it's very, very locked down. There'll be lots of swabbing and testing. And the parents can't even come inside. They have to deposit the kids outside, kind of like in an airlock situation. And she said, you know, it's creating a lot of apprehension among her friends who have kids, you know, whether to send kids back to school. And there's a new story on this that, frankly, doesn't have very reassuring news. And, you know, we have to be careful because The political lines are drawn on this, and it seems to be the calling card of one party or another to either urge a stricter lockdown or to have remote learning versus a letter rip kind of philosophy. Let's the kids go to school, and it's natural for kids to get sick, and that's no biggie. The kids don't get very sick anyway, so let's proceed as if things were normal. And it is very, very important for the economy, for kids' well-being, for them to get back into a normal situation, you know, to be with other kids, to play, to be socialized, because remote learning doesn't really cut it, especially for very young kids. And so the news story published this week in the Journal of Pediatrics, and what was fascinating to me is that a very familiar name came up, Dr. Alessio Fasano, who is very well known to me and to people in my profession of nutritional medicine and to many of you astute listeners in the public as an important advocate for gluten avoidance. He's done a lot of research on the adverse effects of gluten in terms of priming allergies and gastrointestinal problems, but also autoimmune disease. And he's a big proponent of the leaky gut theory. And he coined an aphorism, which I repeat frequently. I attribute it to him because it's to his credit that he came up with it, which is that he said, "The gut is not like Las Vegas. What happens in the gut doesn't always stay in the gut." And what he's referring to is the possibility that aberrations in our microbiome can translate to significant problems throughout the body in remote sites like the joints or the respiratory system or the brain or the skin. And this is a very, very fundamental tenet of progressive functional medicine, that the gut has a major influence on that. And he believes that gluten is almost universally responsible for disruptions of the gut barrier that prevents harmful antigens from traversing into the bloodstream and traveling to other parts of the body. Well, anyway, on a completely different note, he was the principal author and spokesperson for a study published this week in the Journal of Pediatrics that looked at 200 children who came to urgent care clinics or hospitals associated with Mass General Hospital. That's a top-of-the-line hospital in Boston associated with Harvard University. Those kids had suspected COVID-19. 50 of them tested positive. Okay, so they came in, they were sick, they test, you know, they tested them. Many of them had other respiratory infections, but a significant number, 50 of them tested positive. And importantly, most of the kids weren't particularly sick. Only about half who tested positive had a fever. And by the way, that goes against that, you know, the mandatory screening that they're going to do. You know, you go into the school and they hold the thermometer to your head or they point it at your head and they, you know, take a shot at it and see if you have a fever. A lot of kids can be positive for COVID-19 and they don't manifest a fever. In fact, a minority of kids with COVID-19 have a fever. Some of them have a little sore throat. Some of them have a loss of taste and smell, as happens with adults. Some of them just feel a little under the weather, but the majority of them don't have a fever. Many had no symptoms, but had been in contact with someone who had the virus. And the key finding here is that many of the kids had high viral loads in their upper airways, particularly early on in their infections. And in fact, and this is the salient take-home message from this study, is that these kids actually had more viral particles than many adults with COVID-19. So the inference, and this is an inference, is that they could be highly infectious. Dr. Sano says intuitively, the more viral particles you have, the more you can spread. If you have a million viral particles and you sneeze compared to someone who has 1,000, you'll spread many more particles. So he says that, and he was interviewed widely for this. And here's what he had to say, is we cannot have high density classrooms. We cannot have children that move from one classroom to another. They all need to wear masks. Not wearing masks would be a disaster because that's how this very high viral load could spread very easily. And, you know, when asked point blank, you know, should we keep the schools closed? Should we rely on remote learning? He kind of dodged it, as is appropriate, because he's a scientist. And just like Tony Fauci, he says, look, I'm just a scientist. Here are the facts. Policymakers can make the decisions. He says, as scientists and clinicians, we provide data. What to do with that data is up to policymakers. But he nevertheless cautioned that government officials should not be cavalier about reopening schools without taking measures to decrease the spread of the virus. So he's saying, I'm not saying schools should not reopen, but if they decide to open schools, they need to follow very strict rules. Okay. So, hey, you know, how do we put this in context? Let's talk a little bit about that when we return. 877-726-8255. Does the new study mean that we should have remote learning? Well, in Boston, that was the reaction to this definitive mass general study. They have said they're canceling in-person teaching in the Boston school district in favor of remote learning until further notice, at least for the very early part of the semester coming up. So what should we do? We'll tackle that question when we return. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll take one of our recorded calls in just a moment. But this article that was in Pediatrics this week talking about the high viral load that kids can carry, very disconcerting, and is sure to have an impact on policy. We've got teachers are threatening to strike in many areas because they think it's dangerous to go into classrooms, and they want more testing, they want more precautions, they want more remote learning. Some of them want a complete shutdown until we have a definitive treatment or a vaccine. So how do we reconcile that article that says that kids are highly infectious with an article that I talked about in July, which is in the self-same journal, Pediatrics, which is entitled COVID-19 Transmission in Children, The Child is Not to Blame. And the reason that those two articles seem to be at odds with one another is that they're a classic example of apples and oranges. On the one hand, we have a study that says that kids are potentially more infectious because they have a high viral load. That just came out last week. The study at Massachusetts General Hospital by Alessio Fasano, and he's been doing the rounds on with the media on that, telling telling school districts that they should be careful. But this article that came out in July from the University of Vermont, very interesting article, because what they say is that, yeah, kids can get it, and they usually aren't very sick. Many of them are asymptomatic. I mean, I think that's commonly acknowledged, is it's less of a threat to kids than it is to their households. And Dr. Fasano said the big problem is the kids, they go home, and this disproportionately affects in groups that are disadvantaged and poor, because they have live in multiple multi-generational families. And the kids can transmit it to the parents, and the parents to the grandparents, and some of them are elderly and debilitated, and then we're off to the races again with a second wave that can cause a lot of hospitalizations and deaths. That's the pitch. But in the previous article in July, The Child Is Not to Blame, they looked at a bunch of studies. They looked at one Swiss study. They studied the households of 39 Swiss children infected with COVID-19. The contact tracing revealed that only 8% of them, the child was the suspected index case. In other words, the child was the cause. The child actually was more likely to get it from the parents than vice versa. And then there were studies in China. 68 children, 96% were household contacts of previously infected adults. There was only one possible child-to-child transmission. Then there was a French study, a boy with COVID-19 exposed over 80 classmates at three schools to the disease. They weren't wearing masks. They were together. None caught it. Transmission of other respiratory diseases, including influenza, was common at the schools, but not COVID-19. A study in New Zealand, 9 infected students and 9 staff across 15 schools exposed a total of 735 students and 128 staff to COVID-19. Only 2 infections resulted. One was transmitted by an adult to the child, so it was only one child-to-adult transmission. They say in this previous article in Pediatrics, the key takeaway is that children are not driving the pandemic. After 6 months, we have a wealth of accumulating data showing that children are less likely to become infected and seem less infectious. It is congregating adults who aren't following safety protocols. In other words, like young adults who are saying, we're tired of lockdown. We're going to go to bars. We're going to go to frat hazings. We're going to just hang out and disregard precautions. Those are the ones who appear to be driving the current upward curve. And so the debate continues. Pick your side. You know, are you a lockdown hawk? Are you a letter rip advocate when it comes to kids? We need a measured response to this, and we need to avoid the extremes. And we, above all, need to avoid following political talking points about the science of COVID transmission among children. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines 4 plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. And from now until September 15th, buy one bottle of Black for Health. You get one bottle of elderberry with zinc and echinacea half off at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And the nice thing about that is that, say you're too busy to call during the show. Well, just jot down that number, 877-726-TALK. And you can use that number to call me anytime, 24/7. And you can record a question, as did this listener. Let's hear it.
Hi. I have to take lithium carbonate for the rest of my life. No other medication works. What nutrients would be good to take to protect my kidneys from failing?
Okay. That is an interesting question. And, you know, lithium is commonly used to treat bipolar disease, formerly known as manic depression. You know, the title of a great song by Jimi Hendrix. It's more PC to call it bipolar disorder. And lithium has toxic effects over long term on certain organs. It can cause hypothyroidism. It can damage the thyroid. And it can also have a cumulative effect on the kidneys. And I haven't really studied this when it comes to protecting the kidneys against the adverse effects of lithium. But there are a few measures you can undertake to keep your kidneys healthy. Number one, maintain an optimal weight, because your kidneys' filtration burden is kind of determined by how much of a weight you have, how much of a body burden of detoxification you're putting on your kidneys. Optimizing weight is important. Preventing abnormal blood sugar is important, because high blood sugar has a damaging effect on the kidneys that may synergize with the harmful effects of the lithium. Having elevated blood pressure also puts additional burden on the kidneys. The number one route to dialysis for people in the United States is to have concurrently high blood pressure and diabetes, which is usually associated with excess weight, metabolic syndrome, and weight gain. So any diet that helps with that can make a difference in terms of preserving your kidneys. Are there specific nutrients that that help to prevent kidney failure? There's some studies that look at N-acetylcysteine, and some studies that look at fish oil for prevention, and alpha-lipoic acid for prevention, because alpha-lipoic acid and NAC are potent antioxidants, and fish oil is anti-inflammatory. One interesting thing about when you take lithium, you know, there's a lot of situations where when you take certain medications, you're supposed to be on a low-sodium diet. Actually, a low-sodium diet, paradoxically, can increase your lithium levels, sometimes to a dangerous degree. So the suggestion is that if you're taking lithium, that you consume moderate amounts of sodium and don't vary it. Don't go on a, you know, very, very low sodium diet all of a sudden, because your lithium levels will shoot up. And conversely, don't put on the feed bag for salt, because it's actually going to diminish your lithium levels and your lithium will be less effective. So, I don't know, specific nutrients that, shield against lithium-induced toxicity per se. I don't think that that's really been worked out. But it's just some of the general measures to protect your kidneys. You know, keep to a good weight, keep blood pressure and blood sugar under control. 877-726-8255. We welcome your questions. And let me talk about something we rolled out recently. Last week we talked about it with an expert on the subject of vagal nerve stimulation. If you want to reduce stress and get better sleep, here's some exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. It's the Zen by Nuvana. That's spelled X-E-N. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus. Naturally, Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve. That's a major communication highway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. I like to listen to music while doing a Zen session. You can choose from a variety of signal patterns to find out what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And now for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine bundle. For more information and order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A, NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less, focus more, be more productive, sleep better electronically. The Zen by Nuvana. All right, we talk a lot about the low-carb diet, and you have a lot of controversy about that. Because, let's face it, we got a lot of people who are metabolically unfit, and especially when you reach a certain age, a very high percentage of the population suffers from obesity. Nearly 35% of adults age 65 and over have obesity, and that's probably an underestimate. The prevalence of chronic metabolic disease and impaired functional status among older adults with obesity is particularly high, according to a study that just came out. So, how do you deal with it? Well, there are no effective drugs to make the pounds melt off effortlessly. That's the holy grail of the pharmaceutical industry. They haven't yet attained it. So, it's got to be through natural means, through diet and exercise. The diet that's often recommended is, something like the Mediterranean diet or a very low-fat diet. But the very low-carb diet is something that I think is the right way to go. So here's a study entitled The Effects of Weight Loss During a Very Low-Carb Diet on Specific Adipose Tissue Depots. That's a fancy word for your belly fat or your love handles or the fat accumulates around your buttocks and thighs in older adults with obesity. So the target audience for this study, 34 men and women aged 60 to 75 years with obesity. They were either randomized to receive a diet of either a very low-carb diet or a low-fat diet for 8 weeks. So what's a very low-carb diet? Well, the proportions from carbs, protein, and fat were as follows in the very low-carb diet. 10% or less carbs, 25% protein, because you need protein, and 65% of calories from fat. So it's a high-fat diet, but very low-carb. And the protein is moderate. 25% was from protein. In a low-fat diet, you flip the script. You actually get 55% of your calories from carbs, and you get only 20% from fat. So it's a low-fat diet. Same percentage from protein, 25%. So they did this for 8 weeks. And they studied the people. They did body composition analysis. They did they checked insulin sensitivity, and they checked cholesterol, HDL, and triglycerides, and usual stuff. Very interesting. Just 8 weeks. Participants lost an average of 9.7% in total fat versus 2% on the low-fat diet. So nearly 10% versus 2% loss of fat So very effective in helping. And this is a high fat diet. Go figure. Also, the very low carb diet group experienced a threefold greater loss in something called VAT fat. That's visceral adipose tissue. That's internal belly fat, the most dangerous kind of fat. Not just the cosmetically unattractive fat, but the fat that is metabolically unhealthy. They lost, check this out, 8 weeks on this diet, they lost 23% of their visceral adipose tissue. The folks on the low-fat diet, with a lot of carbs, they only lost 1%. There was also a decrease in what's called intramuscular fat measured in the thigh, 24% reduction with the low-carb diet, high fat, and versus 1% on the low-fat diet. So it just wiped out the low-fat diet in terms of fat loss. Also, the very low-carb diet group had a significantly greater thigh skeletal muscle at 8 weeks. And that's interesting because a lot of diets, you know, you put like an older person on a diet, and the concern is they lose weight, but are they going to lose muscle mass? And muscle mass is critical for older individuals to avoid instability, balance problems, and falls. You know, big problem when you're like 80 years old is simply pushing yourself to get out of a chair. You lose strength. You lose muscle mass. And that's why people fall and puts them at risk. So in this study, at the end of just 8 weeks, the very low carb group had significantly greater thigh skeletal muscle. Also, the very low carb diet had greater increases in insulin sensitivity. That's the opposite of insulin resistance. You want insulin sensitivity. You want to resensitize yourself to insulin. And their HDL cholesterol went up. There were decreases in fasting insulin and triglycerides compared to the low-fat diet group. So, whoa, this is just an amazing study. Low-carb diet knocks the socks off the low-fat diet. In terms of older individuals with overweight problems. So really, I mean, this is tremendous validation for the approach that we take in working with patients who are overweight. 877-726-8255 is our number. We invite your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. nuvanalife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus More, Sleep Better, Electronically, The Zen by Nuvana. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoff. In a moment, we'll talk about the curious case of Oleandrin. Mike Lindell, the maker of MyPillow, engaged in a protracted shouting match with CNN's Anderson Cooper, who accused him of pushing snake oil by advocating Oleandrin for COVID-19. We'll talk about that in just a moment. 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's talk to Heidi in Wisconsin. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call. This is unrelated to what you've been discussing, but it's been on my mind.
That's perfectly fine.
It's regarding dyslexia. I heard a woman referring to her husband and having problems with certain things, and she found out about a verbal kind of secret questionnaire that you could ask questions and see how they were answered and be able to detect a diagnosis of dyslexia. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if that's a valid thing, if somebody's afraid to be tested for it and you can just come, you know, off the cuff, ask certain questions and recognize that that might be a real concern.
Right. So, let me just say that, you know, every morning that I wake up, I thank dog that I don't have dyslexia. No, that's a joke. That's mm-hmm. a joke. Mm-hmm. What dyslexia is, a reading and comprehension problem that is not associated with intelligence. It often stigmatizes kids as being dumb because they can't read, they can't learn very well. But often there's really a disconnect between that very narrow compartment of comprehension and their inherent intelligence. And if you Google it, you could see celebrities and executives, very successful people who actually overcame dyslexia, but which initially stigmatized them as being, backward or behind or intellectually incapacitated, when actually they just had the specific disorder. And it can be, this is the object of remedial therapy. It can be addressed. And there are screeners for dyslexia, and you can do it anonymously. I mean, yeah, maybe you don't want to go to a doctor or a psychologist or, to get a developmental expert and get stigmatized as having this. But they're online questionnaires, and they're valid. They're not perfect at screening for dyslexia, but you can determine that this is something that you need to work on. And, I'm looking at one right now on my iPad that's from Lexercise.com. Screen your child. Free dyslexia test for children. So, you can get the heads up on whether this is a likely diagnosis, but it really requires a health professional to render a correct diagnosis. When it comes to therapies for that, speech therapy and, there's a whole drill for that. There's also some suggestion that certain essential fatty acids may be beneficial. DHA in particular may help the brain in some way to form the connections that are necessary for proper speech and comprehension. So those formulas have been proposed for it with some evidence to back it up. All right, let's talk about a controversial therapy, oleandrin. When I was a kid, I was growing up in Southern California. We had oleander plants around our house, all around our garden. And they're, beautiful leaves, very dark green with purple flowers. But they told me very early on, don't eat the leaves. They're deadly. Avoid them. Don't even lick them. And if you touch it, wash your hands. And it turns out that oleandrin is very toxic, but sometimes toxic things have extraordinary properties. So oleandrin has been tested by an outfit called Phoenix Biotechnology, originally tested as an anti-cancer treatment to be used standalone, but as an adjunct to conventional cancer treatment. Now, Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow, who's an investor in Phoenix, has controversially advocated oleandrin for COVID-19. Now, they've done some studies, and the studies actually suggest that in a test tube, oleandrin can inhibit the coronavirus. But there are no clinical trials to show that it works in real animals or in real people. And so that is a bit of a bridge too far to say that oleandrin is helpful for COVID-19. The thing about it is that President Trump has kind of entered the fray, as he sometimes does, and he says, yeah, you know, we're going to look at it. Well, the suggestion is that since Mike Lindell is a backer of President Trump, that he's getting favorable treatment for a wackadoodle treatment, a wackadoodle natural therapy, a therapy that may be plausible but needs to be tested. And a lot of people are saying, don't go there, because oleander is so toxic, so dangerous, that we have to be exceedingly cautious in advocating for it. Maybe we can just get some oleander leaves and stuff them in our pillows. A product idea. My pillow featuring oleander leaves. Sleep on the pillow and you'll be protected from COVID-19. Hey, it may work. Why not? 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be back. More of your phone calls next hour.